How are you, good boy? I thought I would task you with something. Something I've been craving lately. Do you want to make me happy? Do you want to satisfy my cravings? I want to see you work your domestic side. So I want you to go to the store, and I want you to buy some ice cream. At least 2 quarts. You can pick any flavor you want, but you know mommy loves pistachio and cherry, or even strawberry. I even like vanilla with certain types of cake. So I want you to go wild and think about what I want. Think about what's going to make me happy. So 2 quarts, okay? I also want you to buy a cake mix. Now you can decide to make a cake, or I will not be disappointed if you buy a pre-made cake. That's okay. Pound cake is good. That buttery goodness on my tongue. That stiff cake. Yet it's springy too. That's a good one. How about angel food cake? It has a lot of nice bounce on my tongue. So whatever you decide, it's your choice. If you think about it, chocolate cake goes really, really good with Ben and Jerry's Cherry Garcia. That's a good choice. But you get creative, okay? You're also gonna need eggs. And we've talked about how to do egg whites. You know exactly how to do it. I've trained you well. Cracking the shell and letting that yolk go back and forth between each shell. As that ooey gooey yolk slips through into your bowl, you're going to have to do that for 8 eggs. And I know my good boy can do such a good job with this. Then you're going to need some cream of tartar. Because you're going to make meringue. You're going to make a special cake for me. I'll tell you what it is at the end. You're also going to need some salt. So you need 1/8 teaspoon salt and 1/8 teaspoon cream of tartar. And last, you need 1 cup white sugar. Okay? You're going to need all of these ingredients along with an 8-inch round mixing bowl and some foil or plastic wrap. Okay? Can you handle this list? I'm envisioning you going to the store, reaching into that freezer. Your nipples are all hard against your shirt. What a good, delicious boy you are. Okay, so these are all of the ingredients for a baked Alaska. That is what I'm craving. Okay, this is what I'm tasking you with. Now, you're going to listen to this. You're going to feel very comfortable with all of the knowledge so you can be very successful at completing this task. Okay, let's go through it. Okay, good boy. You're going to line the bottom of that 8-inch round bowl with your foil or your plastic wrap. And you're going to scoop all of that creamy goodness into that bowl. Now you can layer it if you want to do pistachio ice cream and cherry ice cream. You can layer it back and forth and back and forth and make it really exotic for me. And you're going to cover it and put it in the freezer. You can do this a day ahead of time if you want, but at least 2 hours at minimum. Okay? And you really want that ice cream to be firm. I like it firm. Now, you're going to preheat the oven to 350 if you want to make that cake. You're going to have to make it now. So 350. And then you're going to have to grease and flour an 8x8 inch pan. Okay. Next. Okay, yes, you're going to mix it all together, pop it in. Next thing you're going to whip up is the meringue. Mm-hmm. You're going to beat those eggs. You're going to beat them. You're going to beat them so hard. Slow at first. Uh-huh. Very, very slow. Agonizingly slow. You want to do it by hand and show me what a good boy you are. You want to do it by hand. Those muscles rippling. I can envision it now. Your nipples getting hard. Your cock getting hard. Your ass. Well, your muscular ass jiggling a little. From your whipping. Add that tartar in. Add that salt. Add that sugar. And I want those peaks stiff. I want them to rise up and be stiff. Mm-hmm. That's right. Oh my, your cake is done already. That was really a fast baking job you did. Now, take that cake out of the oven. Put on those dainty little... those dainty little hot pads that I bought last year. Mm-hmm. You're manly. You can handle it. Now let that cake cool a little bit. Actually, a lot. You need it to cool. Okay. Now you're going to pour the ice cream on top of that cake. Mm-hmm. It'll look like a volcano almost, a rounded volcano or a hill. And then you're going to spread the meringue over that mound of ice cream. All over it. Swirl it. Or you can put it in a piping bag. Shove that warm load of meringue into a piping bag and squeeze it out through that tight hole, making all kinds of swirls or ropes, long ropes of meringue. Get creative. I'm so excited to see what you come up with. Now you're going to pop that into the freezer again. We're going to get it all cold and icy. Now you're going to increase the heat. Increase that oven heat. Now we have to decide if we want it to be a very slow toasting of meringue, or is it going to be a quick and hot and dirty toasting of meringue? Let's decide that right now. Do you want it slow? So, just do it to 425. If you want it quick and hot, let's do it to 500. Take it out of the freezer. Oh, you decided the hot one? So that's 500 degrees for 1 to 2 minutes. Next time you make it, though, you might want to do the slow. That would be 425 for 8 to 10 minutes. It's going to get the meringue all toasty. Well, now you feel very equipped for your task, don't you? Yes, you do. I know you do. See, that is what a good dom does. She gets you prepared for your task so you can be successful. Mm-hmm. And when you're all finished toasting everything, I want you to lay on that table. Mm-hmm. Have the cake next to you, laying on that table. And you are going to be my dessert as well. You're such a